Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. I'm your host, Nicole Cleveland, Again Magazine, and author of So He Cheated, Now What? I am here yet again. It's another Thursday, and I am here on the radio show with some dynamic guests on today. I have Dr. Willie Mae Hawkins that's going to be on the line. Her son, Ray Vaughn, is going to be on the line. And later on, we have an event spotlight, and that is going to be Alex Holt. And he is from Alex Holt and Free Worship, and he has some exciting news to share with us as well. So it's Thursday. Yes, it is Thursday. I always talk about the heat every time I get on the line. It's not that bad today. I'm excited that it's not that bad today. But I've had a week. I tell you, this week has been something. I've been pulled on every side. Seems like I want to be stressed out. Lots of stuff going on in my life. But I know God is still God and God is in control. So that's what I stand on. So I have an event coming up on Saturday. If you are in the Hampton area, I will be speaking on forgiveness at the Molding Mommies Luncheon in Hampton, Virginia. It's called the Making of Magnificence, and that is with Molding Minds Ministry. It is a free event. It's a luncheon, and I will be talking all about forgiveness. And I have a couple other people that will be on the panel as well, which is a blessing. I get excited, and I'm just happy to be here yet another day. So enough of me talking, because I can get to talking and talking. I'm going to jump right into the show, and I'm going to invite our guests that are on the line to talk about their ministry. I have Dr. Willie Mae Hawkins, her son Ray Vaughn. Dr. Willie Mae Hawkins is an author, a motivational speaker, an entrepreneur, preacher, and so much more. Welcome to the show, Dr. Hawkins.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting us to your show.
You are welcome. And Ray Vaughn, are you there as well?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Now, Ray Vaughn, is this your first radio interview?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I'm going to be real gentle with you, okay?
Please do.
Okay, wonderful. Well, you guys got some big things going on, and I just want our listeners and our fans and followers to know about what you are doing. You are the founder of, Dr. Hawkins, you are the founder of Spring Incorporated, and I just want you to tell everybody a little bit about Spring and what you're doing, because I know about it, but I want you to share what it is.
Spring is a national single parenting ministry where we provide mentoring, coaching, and counseling to the single parent family. It can be either with all the family groups or just individually with the parents. We also conduct workshops, seminars, and conferences, again, for the single parent families, for groups, as well as churches. And we provide training for church leaders and those who want to how to better relate with the single parent family. How is it that you can better help or assist them in their social daily lives? We do pretty much a lot with the single parent family, but again, our primary is to provide spiritual support to the single parent family. Our motto is strengthening the single parent to be the best that she can be for herself, her family, and the kingdom of God.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, why did you start it?
Don't forget a he.
I'm sorry?
And he.
Oh, that's right. She and he, because it is not just single mothers, it's single fathers, and it involves everybody. But
That's right.
Talk to me about how you started. Why did you start Spring? Did you see that there was a need? I know a little bit about your story, but why did you start Spring?
Well, I was led. God led me to start Spring. It was not even on my agenda to even do, actually. It started in November when my son was, again, let down from a promise or expectation to be his biological father. And it was out of that we was getting ready to enjoy our Thanksgiving, but his plans were changed to, again, to come along with us, our family, with whom he's normally around with anyway. And so out of that experience, which I talk about in my book, She Builds a Vineyard, how Spring came about in regarding to on our way home after our Thanksgiving vacation, the Spirit of the Lord, God said to me, I want you to minister to the single parents. And I went, wow, I can do that. And so it was really interesting to me because I don't know how long I was in ministry at that time, but I have always just waited, you know, what God wanted me to do in ministry. And actually, you know, I was licensed, ordained, but yet there was something, you know, I couldn't do the marriage thing because it was not my desire. Not even the couple thing, that was not my desire. And actually, it really wasn't even to do the single thing. But, you know, I was just yet still yearning for God. What is my purpose? You call me to do ministry, because I didn't want to do ministry either, actually. But yet I was in it, and so I was waiting on that. And so it really evolved into that particular day on our way back, sharing Thanksgiving with my brother and all of our family who were in Norfolk, actually, and then on the way back home. And because, you know, we're always attentive to our children emotionally and spiritually, and he had to wrestle with that disappointment one more time.
Right.
And so, and the Spirit of the Lord said to me to start to minister to single parents. And I said, wow, ponder. And I went, oh, I can do that. So, the Lord said to me, you know what they go through. You've been through everything. You were very attentive about it in your own life, and I need you to assist in this field. And it's like God just ministered to me all the way home, which is like a two-hour drive. And, you know, Nicole, for two full days, I did not eat, I did not sleep. And I wrote down everything God wanted me to do for this ministry. And it's just like he just told, just captivated me, if you will.
Yeah.
And I found it was very, you know, interesting. Now, after I had wrote everything down and those 2 days was over, it was like, whoo, I can exhale and begin to just work on some things. And so, again, I share a lot of that in the book about that journey and how Spring got started.
Well, talk to me, Rayvon. How did you feel when your mother started it? Initially, were you open? Did you have some hesitation? What were you going through when she started it?
Well, I was young, you know, as any kid, and when you see your mother just, you know, get to work, you know, you can understand she's doing her certain tasks every day.
Mm-hmm.
But when I saw her just, let's say, focus into what she wanted to do, throwing ideas around, and actually it all made sense. And I could understand that she want to help people like herself. You know, she go through it. Why not help other people deal with the same issues?
That's right. So. That's right. And right now you are doing the same thing because you and your mother do workshops together. Tell me about the workshops, Rayvon.
Well, she deals with the parents because, of course, she's the parent. But I deal with mostly the kids, you know, the ones that I understand what they go through, the disappointments, the promises that you try to keep, the jealousy that you go through. When you see your friends that have both mommy and daddy around, then you don't understand why yours aren't around. So,
yeah.
it's really something that I like to do. I understand her part about it, and I understand that I have to put in my share, too.
Yeah. And you are ministering to those young people, those ones that are fatherless or those that are feeling that way, the way that you were once feeling. What are you experiencing when you are in that interaction with that one-on-one engagement with those children? Because I may have some parents that are listening right now that their child is going through the same thing. What words of encouragement would you give that child that's going through and feeling abandoned?
Well, I just like to tell any child just to stay encouraged because, you know, things may be bad, but it's always darkest before dawn. So things may be bad right now. You're going through issues, financial problems, family issues, anything really. But as time go on and if you work at it like me and my mom did, things do turn around and get better.
Amen, amen. Now, Dr. Hawkins, talk to me about your engagement with the mother, with the single parent, or that father, that single father. What exactly do you do? How do you minister to them? What do you walk them through?
Well, it depends on what their situation are. But main thing, I try to focus on how you keep balance with all of the responsibilities. That's one. And the other is a lot of time, people would call and want to talk about their stressors or conflicts they're having with their child, especially when they get in at middle and high school, when they really have that mind of their own. And
yes.
So a lot of the conflicts comes about. So that's when I do get a lot of calls or referrals to talk with the single parent family, more so the single parent, and how do you relate better with the child. And then, you know, it's not always easy as we go out and even try to do outreach because, you know, again, a lot of the single parents, they are not there in regard to understanding where God is in the midst of their lives. And some of them really don't even want to know. But but those who do want to know, they are very attentive in receiving what they can get to make their lives better for themselves, again, and for their children.
That's good. That's real good. Rayvon, you have a book that's coming out. Talk to me about the book. I saw the cover, and I saw something about nagging. Talk to me, Rayvon. Do your mother nag?
Well, I say you got better with age.
Praise the Lord.
You know, with any kid, you know that your mother's going to bug you. So, yes, the nagging was always included.
Yeah. And so what will that young person that's reading that book look forward to?
Well, I break it down as to the parents, also the kids and the way they can understand their parents, like the couple tips I have, like love her in spite of and remember the good times, you know. Your parent may be hard on you, but all in all, they do love you, you know. And everything may seem bad, but at one point, that your mother or father or whoever did put a smile on your face. So I try to just show the kids to remember those. I also have some other tips as well. And also tell the parent, hey, I get it that I'm your child, but you have to understand some of the things that I'm going through too.
Right.
So
I like that. You said, hey, listen here. I'm going through some things, too. So that's amazing. And I know, Dr. Hawkins, I know you are a proud mama. You've done well. You have ran that race, girl, and y'all are out there doing your thing. And I'm so godly proud of you, Rayvon, and so godly proud of you, Dr. Hawkins. I want you to tell the listeners how they can contact you if there are churches out here that are listening or organizations that want something like that, they want to do something like that in their congregation or their organization. How can they contact you?
They can contact us through Spring, that's inc.org, or through springsingleparents.com, and that's single parents with an S. Again, that's spring-inc, that's INC, inc, offspring.org, offspringsingleparents.com. Or they can also call 252-445-5258.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, you also have a book out currently. You have a couple books out. She Builds a Vineyard, that's one. There's another one as well, isn't it?
Yes, How to Establish Spiritual Transformation in a Single Parent Home.
Talk to me about that, Dr. Hawkins. Why is that needed? Why is spiritual transformation needed in a single-parent home? It's needed in a two-parent home, too, but why is it needed in a single-parent home?
Well, because, as a one parent, we still need someone else for us for guidance. Yes, we do have our support group. I hope we have our support group. But it's still important for us to have God in our lives as we begin to raise our children. That is very important for our own mental and spiritual care as well as for our children. I often say that our children are like vessels. They're little empty vessels that come into the world. And it's our task as parents to make sure we put positive things into our children. And that positive also is a system and understanding that God is there. It was God who created us. It is God who has himself within us. And we as parents, we have to have that way, that vehicle for us to connect the spiritual as well as the physical self as we continue to grow. And even as our children grow, they may not fully understand it. Actually, sometimes we as adults, we don't fully understand either. But it is good for our children to know there is a God who is who's more powerful, who is always there caring and loving, who will be right there with us in our good times and in our bad times. Because, as you know, life is not easy. And so if we revisit and understand who God is, in our own personal lives, and then we allow our children to also understand there is a God and understand some of the biblical stories that can assist them as they grow from toddlers, if you will, middle schoolers, up to high school, and even as adults. If we are able to assist them to understand that God is there at an early age, it will benefit them. And so they, too, can always go to the God who created them to help them during hard times.
Amen, amen. Now, you have a few workshops coming up. Speak a little bit about those. You have one coming up in Norfolk. You have something in North Carolina. Talk to us, and how can someone sign up?
Oh, wow. We have three great seminars. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. There is one in Petersburg. That's September the 10th. And one in Norfolk, which is September the 24th. The first seminar basically is about balancing our lives and all the responsibilities. And that particular seminar, again, it talks about injustice issues and the stressors, along with all the responsibilities that we carry at the same time. And so In the midst of that, we'll talk about how to balance our lives while we're doing that. And we will discuss several relaxation techniques or strategies, and we will even try to attempt one of those strategies. Rayvon, would you like to share the one that you will be doing with the middle and high school students?
And we have just a minute left.
So basically I was just going to talk to the kids. I wouldn't call them kids. I would call them young adults because, you know, they know more than you think. I would just talk to them, understand some of their problems, and maybe just work through it and break it down to where things won't be so bad, and you know, make things simpler, so less of a headache and less arguing.
Mm-hmm. Good.
All right. Well, let's give your website one more time.
The third seminar, we'll bring together everyone. And we will implement some bonding techniques. They will really, really enjoy it. Again, the website is spring-inc.org or springsingleparents.com.
All right. Well, I just want to thank you so much for joining us today. And contact Dr. Willie Mae Hawkins, her son, Rayvon. You guys are doing some big things, and I just bless God that we came across, we crossed paths, and we are yet friends. So God bless the both of you, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for allowing us to be with you.
You're welcome. We'll be right back.
Did he cheat and you don't know what you're going to do? Are you struggling with rebuilding trust? If not, then you know someone that is. So He Cheated, Now What? By Nicole Cleveland is one woman's personal testimony of overcoming an affair in her marriage, an affair that produced a child. No, it's not about catching a cheating spouse or 6 ways to get him back or 12 ways to find out if he's cheating. It's all about forgiveness and moving past the pain into her purpose. Visit SoHeCheated.com or call 757-404-1582.
I'm Dr. Willie Mae Hawkins, founder of Spring, a national single parenting ministry. I'm calling all the single parent family and the city of Norfolk, Virginia, to attend a powerful conference, 3 great seminars, for the parents, middle, and high school students. Join us September the 24th from 9 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Lunch will be served. Register at springsingleparents.com.
Welcome back to Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. This is our event spotlight. We had a good time talking to Dr. Willie Mae Hawkins and Rayvon. But right now we want to jump in. I have this young man on the line that I want to introduce to you. His name is Alex Holt. Alex, are you on the line?
I'm here. How you doing?
I am great. I know you have a release party coming out. You are in practice right now, and you've taken some time out to chat with me. Tell me a little bit about Alex Holt and Free Worship and the new CD that's dropping next week.
Wow. Well, you know, my name is Alex Holt. The ministry that we have, the singing ministry and Free Worship, we have a new album coming out on August the 23rd. The album is called Sing Loud. Basically what we're doing, we're a youth ministry, youth and young adults. Everyone in the group is under 25 years old, and that's one thing that I love, that, you know, we're young and we're giving our lives to God at an early age and doing it for Him. So we're so excited about our new album coming out, Sing Loud, August 23rd.
Amen. Well, thanks so much. And tell me, you have some singles, More Than a Conqueror, you have Reflection. Now, I have been privileged because I have been in your presence, and I'm honored because I can really say I knew you when. So tell me about the release concert. You have a concert coming up on this Saturday, right?
Exactly, yes. It's this Saturday. It's at Freedom Fellowship, 836 Regency Drive in Virginia Beach, Virginia. It's our album release concert, the official album release concert, where we'll be singing songs off of our album. We have some special guests, praise and worship leaders, as well as just a lot of people coming just to celebrate and lift God up together. It's just going to be a great celebration of what God is doing, and we are just thankful that He's blessed us to do it. You know, we're just really thankful at this point. So it's a Sing Loud album release concert this Saturday, August the 20th, at 836 Regency Drive, Virginia Beach, Virginia. The church is called Freedom Fellowship. Doors open at 6 p.m.
Amen. And how can they register for the actual concert?
Now, if you want to get in the concert, you can actually go online to www.alexholtandfreeworship.com. Once again, www.alexholtandfreeworship.com. You can get your tickets there. General admission is only $7. And you can also come to the concert on Saturday. If you want to pay when you get there, you can do that as well. It's only $7. If you want to get a CD and general admission, that's only $15. So you save some money there, and you also help the ministry as we continue to push forward into what we need to do for God.
Amen. And we want to help you. We want to support you in the works that you are doing. So, listeners, support Alex Holt. Go to his website. Buy a CD, buy a ticket to his show. You know, we need to support our own. We send money everywhere else. We need to send money to those that are close to us as well. Alex, talk to me about how you got started. You didn't start singing at age four. You know how some people, when you interview them, you talk to them, and they've been singing all their life. You did not start at age four. You started a little bit late.
The late bloomer, yeah. I was actually kind of pushed into music. My dad, he's a pastor. You know, I'm a PK. And when you're a pastor's kid and the church is just starting, he started his church from scratch. So, you know, the only people in the audience was me, my brother, and my mom.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, preaching and he's doing all these things, and we didn't have a musician. So he said that God told him to put a keyboard out and to put me on it. And okay, so, you know, I didn't know how to play anything. And, you know, I'm like,
uh-huh.
Dad, what are you doing? I'm embarrassed. So I'm playing one key, bum, bum, bum. And so it just happened so that, you know, I began to practice, and my mom, she would get me lessons from, like, area friends. And God just began to anoint me and to bless me to begin to hear music and to hear songs. So, you know, as time progressed, I began to sing and I began to do all these things. Then I got a group. It was by accident, just through a youth conference. And so that's kind of how the story goes, and the rest is history.
Amen. And shout out to Pastor Daryl Holt and First Lady Miriam Holt. Love them, love them. And talk to me about Free Worship, Alex. Who are they and how did they come about?
They're actually they were started as a group of friends. I did a youth conference back in 07, my first one, and I had a couple of my friends come, and I was like, I need you guys to sing for a just a conference. So it was about four of us, and I taught the first song that I ever wrote. After I taught that song, someone asked could they buy it, and I was like, wow, they like the music much. And so from there, I was just thinking, I was like, well, Lord, is this what you want me to do? And, you know, he approved it, and I asked him, do you want to start a group? And we started it, and that was 4 years ago, and now we're here getting ready to release our first album. So I'm just excited about what God is doing.
And you are going strong, too, because you've opened up for some really some big names. Who have you sang for?
I've opened up for Ty Tribbett, Jonathan Nelson, Travis Green, Kiki Shear, Ken Jones. It's just been a lot, but I just count that as favor from God.
Amen.
You know, that he's allowed us to do these things, and I'm just humbled that he would entrust his anointing in us.
Amen. What's your favorite song, Alex?
Favorite song on the album, okay. Right now, I think it's track 10. It's called Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. It's with my boy Travis Green.
Love
he's actually
him.
Nominated for New Artist of the Year. So it's track 10, Yeah, Yeah. So when you get the album, turn straight to that track. I think you'll like it.
Turn straight to track 10. All
track
right.
10.
Now,
although I love them all.
You love them all?
So you know I got to say I love them all, but that's right now, that's my favorite right now.
There you go. There you go. Well, I bless God for you taking the time out and being on the show with us, Alex. I appreciate you. I'm excited for you. I know you're just going to blow up. And because I know when you blow up, though, you're just going to take God with you. You're not going to get the big head and you be all high and falutin'. And you are truly going to be humble, and you're going to humble yourself because you are humble.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I want to stay that way. The whole time.
Amen. Amen. And you will. So, you know what? Go to his website, listeners. Contact him. If you do concerts and you come to churches and things of that nature too, Alex, right?
Ma'am, you can book us. You can find us on alexholtonfreeworship.com. There you can book the group. You can call us. Our administrator's number is 757-748-4200 if you just want to call in as well. We'll most definitely love to come and minister at your next event or concert or church service.
Amen. And follow him on Twitter. Which Twitter?
Twitter, Alex and FW.
All
Alex
right. And Facebook?
Facebook is www.facebook.com/Alex Holt and Free Worship.
Amen. Follow him. Connect with him. He is doing big things for the kingdom, not for himself, but for the kingdom. Alex, thank you so much for joining us today. I appreciate you, brother. And I'm going to be able to say I knew him when.
Yes.
All right. Well, you be
thank
blessed,
you.
Okay?
Bye-bye.
All right. All right, that is our show for today. I'm excited. We had Oh, I tell you, it's been a day, but we made it through it, and I'm excited. I'm excited for those that will come back and listen to the archives and be blessed by Dr. Willie Mae Hawkins and her son, Rayvon. Be blessed by Alex Holt from Alex Holt and Free Worship. I'm just blessed to just be before you yet another day because I made it. With so much stuff going around today, people are just losing their lives day by day. I can stand here and I can say I'm still here, and for that I'm grateful. I may not be perfect and I may not do everything right, but I'm still here and I'm still asking for forgiveness. So you know what? God bless you, and it's never goodbye until next time.